Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right.
Today, Martin Luther King Jr. is widely regarded as a hero. But the new documentary, MLK FBI, returns us to the time when J. Edgar Hoover treated him as an enemy. Historian Beverly Gage explains.
The FBI was most alarmed about King because of his success. And they were particularly concerned that he was this powerful, charismatic figure who had the ability to mobilize people.
King's biographer, David Garrow, wrote a book about the FBI's relentless surveillance campaign. Their agents recorded King's extramarital affairs and tried to smear his reputation.
The FBI is frustrated that even though they've successfully caught King in 15 or more hotel rooms, and they've distributed this behind the scenes to church leaders, to reporters, nothing's publicly happened.
Now, as Black Lives Matter activists face new government pressure, the film makes us wonder how much the FBI has changed. The Bureau's former director, James Comey, remains dismayed about Hoover's treatment of King.
But you know this about humans. What we're best at is convincing ourselves of our own righteousness. I think this entire episode represents the darkest part of the Bureau's history.
Filmmaker Sam Pollard previously was a director on Eyes on the Prize and a collaborator with Spike Lee. He's being honored at the DocNYC Festival with a Lifetime Achievement Award. MLK FBI is now streaming on the DocNYC website. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.